Okay, I was just zoicha to a beautiful new sefer called Shar Levi. Shar Levi is the previous Boston Rebbe. They put out tires from his great grandson's chasna. Levi Yitzchak Levi Ish Harbetz, the Boston Rebbe. Suchus Yogan Aleinu. So I like to, maybe weekly we'll try our best to be able to say as much as we can. Learn with the Nishmas Yehudas Pasav Yosef Alevi. So he brings up a beautiful idea about the Torah. Chashivas kiyam kol mitzvah, the greatness, the importance of every mitzvah. He says, the Pasuk tells in our parsha, Yilchaz Beis, Vayisa ina vayar v'nei shosha anashim, vayar v'yar tzakrasam. And Avraham Avinu picks up his eyes, and he sees that three people are there, and he runs to be able to greet them. And the Farshim, specifically the Radak, the Boston Rebbe quotes, and he asks a very simple question. The Torah is so verbose, and adds so many words about the Achnasus Orchim, but you don't see any we don't see any of this type of language, or that the Torah is going out of its way to tell us so many details about the Avodah Zarah that Avraham Avinu left, or that he was Mefarsim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world, or he's Mekarev of all the men, and Sarah was Mekarev of all the women. But yet again, the Torah goes into detail, mamish details after detail about the Achnosos Orchim. What is the teaching for us? It says the Boston Rebbe, Shalimid Gadol Lom Demanu Bazet. You learn a great thing over here. Ki yesh lo adam lahachshiv lahagdil kol ma'aseh b'mitzvah shebel yado v'lo lach mitzvah. Anytime a mitzvah comes to our hands, we have to make sure to jump on it, be able to do it quickly, and to not forget about it. And specifically, says the Boston Rebbe, yes, Avraham Avinu was the one who was Echad Haya Avram. He was bringing the whole entire world into monotheism, and to believe in the Rabbanu Shalom. But yet again, when he comes to Chachnasas Orchim, he didn't lose a chance on one mitzvah. He was a rotzeh, he was a ratz, even though he was doing big things. He was the middle bris mila, even the little things. A tzaddik, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. He teaches the importance of every little thing. Reminds me of the Torah he said earlier from the Rebbe HaMelech. What's the lashon of who Yoshev Pesach HaOil? The Boston Rebbe doesn't quote this, but or at least I don't see it yet. Maybe he quotes it later in the piece. But the Nomal Melech says, what's the lashon of Yoshev Pesach HaOil? He was standing on the opening of the tent. Says the Nomal Melech, that he was sitting on the Pesach HaOil. He was looking and searching his entire life, every single second of his Avraham Avinu's life. He was looking for another mitzvah. And that's exactly what the Boston Rebbe is saying here. Yes, Achnasas Orchim is great, but it was nothing to do specifically with Achnasas Orchim. This first piece, he says that. So at the end of the day, he was looking, the notorious for telling us so verbose that even though he's being mekayem a mitzvah, a bris milah, but a mitzvah came to his hand, al tach mitzana. Mitzvah bal yodcha al matach mitzana. It's a great limud, says the Boston Rebbe, to chap every single mitzvah, to never be satisfied. In gashmis, we can be satisfied, but not in ruchnis. Like Rabbi Simon quotes from the Alshach HaKadosh. When it comes to the ruchnis, the gashmis, two different things. We say this in Aleinu. What do we say? Bashamay mima'al va'aretz mitachas einod. Pasha pshat. The Rebbeinu Shlom is in Bashamay mima'al va'aretz mitachas einod. And head shemayim and aretz is only einod. Only the Rebbeinu Shlom. Says the Alshach, Bashamayim, when it comes to ruchnis, mima'al, we gotta go for the great. We can never be satisfied. Va'aretz, when it comes to the artsy, it comes to the physicality, it comes to your dinner, whatever, your car. Mitachas doesn't have to be, you'll be driving a Lexus or a Tesla. A Honda Accord or a minivan is gonna be just right. But says the Boston Rebbe, we have to be able to be a ratz. We have to be a ratz across them. The Torah specifically tells us by Avraham Avinu that even though he's in the middle of mitzvah bris milah, the third day, nevertheless, he chapped every single mitzvah. And the Boston Rebbe continues on and says that Avraham Avinu specifically, who was this to? It was the people that at the end of the day, they looked like Arabs. And with the parsha after, who had to talk about? Melech Sodom. Ula yesh chamichim sadiki besochair. What does it besochair? What's these extra words having to do here? And he quotes the Malamim, the Zosha besochair. That even them, says the Boston Rebbe, according to Malbin, the end of the day, Avraham Avinu believed in every single person, even Anshei Sodom, the worst of the worst. And it tells us that at the end of the day, he was Malamet Chos, Machmas Rov, Tuva Vachazu, Tukivasu, Shefshir, Yisoyru, Betshuva, Yumadu Toim, Bino, Ladasas Hashem. He believed in every single person. He didn't care about your past. He didn't care about your track record. He cared about every single individual. And that's why he says, Ulai, Ulai. That's what the Lashon of the Vilna Gaon. The Gra says the two types of ways to say maybe in Hebrew, ulai and pen. Ulai. Ulai is when you want something to happen. Pen is when you don't want something. Pen, you shouldn't do this. Pen, you shouldn't do that. But ulai, says the Gra, ulai, like Yaakov Avinu in a few weeks, ulai yu mishini avi, may my father is going to touch me. The Vilna Gaon says, yes, you want, the Yaakov Avinu is the means of MS. He didn't want to be caught. Ulai is when you want something to happen. Ulai yesh chamishim misarikim besocha yer. Avraham Avinu says, maybe, maybe, just maybe. I could find 15, 40, 30, 10. He davened for every single Jew. So at the end of the day, there's two lessons we learn from the Boston Rebbe in the opening psukim to our, opening topics to our parsha. Number one, to be all understand to go for every single mitzvah, to be satisfied. And to number two, to believe in the greatness of every single person. Like Rabbi Nachman says, that every single person has the pintaliyid and Torah Resh Pei Beis. Those spanantav, you have to be able to search and seek and find that the pintaliyid, the Magen Avraham, like Chiddush Harim says, the pintaliyid within every single Jew. We learn that from Avraham Avinu. We learn to be able to take on every single mitzvah, to never be satisfied, and to always look for the good in one another.